Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about that now.
Hey everyone, so just a quick note before we get into this week's episode. We originally recorded this episode 2 weeks ago and was set to publish it last Friday on December 15th. Then we did the Winter Wonder Lights drive-thru the night before on the 14th and loved it so much that we just had to do an episode on it as soon as we got home that night. So we are releasing this episode now, today, which kind of makes sense because it's a Christmas trivia episode and it is Christmas weekend. So I'm just giving you this quick update as a few things that we say in this episode talks about the day that we were supposed to release this episode. But now hopefully it will make sense to you when you hear those few parts, if any of that does make sense. All right. Well, have a Merry Christmas, everyone, and enjoy the episode. We will see you next week for our final episode of 2023. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my most dreaded episode of the entire year. As if I couldn't hate this holiday anymore, you gotta go play silly songs.
Mean
I am
girls.
One half of your host, Scrooge.
Grinch.
A.K.A. Grinch. A.K.A. I don't want to be here. A.K.A. Let's end this now. A.K.A. Is this season over yet? A.K.A. When is it 2024?
I am so nice during Halloween
A.K.A.
season.
Is it Halloween yet? A.K.A. Happy Hanukkah. A.K.A. What else do you want me to say? Bah humbug. And we are joined by...
by Mrs. Claus, A.K.A. Merry Christmas.
Ugh.
Okay, he's such a Grinch. I was so nice about Hanukkah, and I could have been so not nice because let's get real, Christmas is better than Hanukkah. If you want to hate on my holiday, I will hate right back.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you want gifts on Christmas?
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously.
So why do you ask me every year? Do you want gifts on Hanukkah?
I didn't ask you this year.
Not
I just
this
gave
year.
You.
This is the first
I get
year
it now. It took me 15 years. I get it.
Year,
so. Because I never saw you and your family celebrate Hanukkah, so I didn't think you did. I don't know how many times we have to go over this. And I know, and we celebrate it.
We do.
But we're done. This conversation happened last week.
So
it's Christmas.
If you didn't hear last week's episode, go back and listen again.
Yeah, because somehow he complains about Christmas then too.
I'm Scrooge.
I know.
I'm the Grinch.
You, like, secretly don't hate it. I'm not saying you like it, but you secretly don't hate it.
Let's go with that.
Our girls are obsessed.
Let's go with that.
With the holidays, so.
They are.
There's no way you hate it.
They are. So today, we are playing Alex, Are You Smarter
oh God.
Than a 7th Grade Penguin?
What?
That's what we're playing.
Why a penguin?
Because I looked up what is a winter animal.
Well, yes, a
and
penguin.
And penguin came up. So I interviewed a penguin.
Okay.
And tested a penguin.
Okay.
And they scored 74% on this quiz.
Are you the penguin, Greg?
No, I'm not. Okay. And the only reason why they didn't grade higher is because I actually don't know what the hell they were saying. So I just gave them a 74 just so they wouldn't attack me. So we're going to give you Christmas facts, trivia.
Okay.
And see how you do. Last week you quizzed me on Hanukkah.
I just want to point out right now that he has his laptop out. With a Word document up that I have not seen.
Yes.
But this is the first time ever for any... I can't say that because we've done Zooms. But pretty much for any Just Us Two...
Yeah.
Episode.
Non-interview episode.
This is the only time you've ever had a laptop.
Yes. Do you know how many pages I have on this Microsoft Word document?
Three.
Hiya, Bob.
Seven.
Already 0 for 1. Hiya, Bob.
Why?
Eight.
What's wrong with you?
Eight pages.
Go.
Because I want you to fail miserably.
I think I'm going to. I don't even know.
I want to make sure that you don't get 100% on this quiz. So I had to.
I definitely don't because you're going to ask me history of Christmas and I don't know.
I am.
I know.
I am. But just to get started, and then we're going to get into easier ones.
Oh, so we're starting hard?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That makes sense.
It's like a roller coaster.
No.
Like the shootout one.
Okay. All right,
you know
fair.
Saying? Like
yes.
King Dakar.
Yeah, King Dakar is definitely...
We're going to shoot out.
Okay. Go.
So wait, anything you want to say first?
Merry almost Christmas. We probably should have done this episode next week, but...
We should have, but I did a lot of research, and I just wanted to do...
Yes, but
I wanted
okay.
to get this out there.
Yeah.
And I also figured if we do it now, people can listen, and they can gather these questions and
X their friends and
yes,
family.
On Christmas, and start a huge war.
Well, we already discussed what topic we're going to drop
yes.
at your family.
Yes, I already came up with like the controversial comment to
yeah.
make.
My family's very easy.
Dinner.
There's really
yeah.
not much that has to be said.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to yeah. to the holidays.
We were talking, year. Was it today? Yes, last
no,
night.
No, it was today.
This morning.
It was a couple of hours ago, actually, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I was like, oh, you should, whatever. And you're like, no.
Oh,
I'll drop it on Christmas.
Yeah, I'm saving that for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually looking forward to it this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Your heart grew a size.
There you go.
Not two sizes there like the Grinch, but one.
No, just one for now.
Just one for now, yeah.
For now. Let's see, maybe this episode will increase a little bit more.
Well, I love Christmas.
All right. Well, let's see how much you know about it.
Probably not
so
much. Go.
I'm going to quiz you. And like I said, the beginning is a little like, because it's like the history of it.
Yes.
And then from there, we get into the fun things.
Okay, go.
So you ready?
I'm ready,
all
I think.
Right, well, first of all, do you know why Christmas is celebrated?
Oh, yes, the birth of Jesus.
There you go.
Come on, I went to Catholic okay. school. I know that.
Well, it's easy. It's
That's
easy.
The real meaning of Christmas, as people say.
Yeah. And I know right now, as I'm looking, we have a Mickey Mouse on top of our tree.
Yes. But which I didn't grow up with that on my tree.
No, what did you grow up with?
An angel.
Okay. Do you know what, like, the...
A star.
Do you know what does this star signify on top of a tree?
Isn't it like the North Star? Mm. It's something where, like, the three people followed that star to get to give the gifts, right?
I guess. All right, do you know where the star was originated from?
Bethlehem?
Yeah.
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 Killing
yeah.
it.
Do you know why Bethlehem?
Yeah, because that's where he was born.
There you go.
And they were bringing him gifts and they followed a star to get to him.
So you're doing well.
Yeah. I said I went to Catholic school.
Doing
I learned
well.
This
is a hard one. This,
okay.
this you're not going to get.
Go.
Do you know what the first state to officially recognize Christmas was?
Oh my.
Yeah, this you're not going to get.
I will say the first state, I'm just going to take a guess.
Yeah. You're wrong.
Virginia.
No.
Okay.
Alabama.
Oh.
And what year was this?
1912.
No.
Oh.
Not even...
1860.
Do you know what channel HBO was back in the day? Like years ago? That'll give it away.
36.
Yeah.
What? I'm telling you. But tell me, you say it all the time to me. I remember the most pointless things.
1836.
But... That's I didn't even know I remember that. That's crazy.
That's funny, right?
Yeah. And yeah. I remember Nickelodeon was Channel 6.
Okay.
But
do you remember MTV?
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
USA was
I don't know. I didn't really 15. Watch it as much.
Just yeah. wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's funny. I remember pointless things, numbers and names, but I don't remember things that are actually important.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Alabama in 1836.
Wow. I don't know why, but I just wouldn't have expected it to be
Yeah, I don't know.
Alabama.
It's random. Do you know what the last state was? Again, you're not going to know it, but I'm just throwing it out there just as a fact.
Wisconsin.
Oklahoma.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Do you know what year that happened? The last state. So the first
1912.
No, but actually kind of close.
1950.
Lower.
1907.
Yes.
Oh.
Did you look?
No, I swear.
Okay.
I swear. I'm not cheating. This is exciting for me. I like right. Christmas stuff.
So... Yeah, so that was the first and last date to celebrate Christmas. Okay.
That's interesting. So, I never thought of that.
Yeah. So the majority of Americans celebrate Christmas.
Right.
Even if they're not religious, they still...
Right.
Yeah, open Which up is, presents that day.
Yeah.
Do you know what percent of Americans celebrate Christmas?
Oh.
Which includes, like, people who aren't religious but still open up gifts.
Oh, I thought you meant... I'm sorry. You said the world?
America.
No, what was the first thing you said? The fact.
I thought I said America, but maybe I said...
Oh, no, you did say America.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, say it. What's the question?
So the majority of Americans celebrate Christmas, whether they're religious or not.
Oh,
they'll
oh,
still open
okay.
up, like, gifts
got
and
it,
celebrate.
Got it.
So what percentage
got it,
of
got
Americans?
Got it, got it. Okay. The majority.
Yeah.
I'll say I don't know if I want to go like 70s or 80s. I'm going to go 70s. 76%.
You should have gone with the 80s.
Shoot. 84%. 30%.
No, higher.
87.
Lower.
85.
85%.
Oh, that's so like, oh, wow. That's yeah. a lot, yeah. actually.
85% of people in America celebrate Christmas. Mm. And do you know how many Americans attend a religious service on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Okay, wait. Before I answer this, I just want to say, and I don't mean this for the people who are religious and go to church all the time, I cannot stand midnight mass on Christmas Eve.
Is it because it's too late at night?
No.
Oh.
The only reason I can't stand it is because growing up, none of, like, okay, well, my mom used to go all the time. Like, when I was in school, she would go every Sunday and try to make me go, and I wouldn't always, but whatever. And that I didn't care. But, like, kind of growing up, like, everyone would go to it. And I'm like, you people never go to church. You're not religious. Why are you going midnight mass? Like, it just, and, like, the times I had to go, it was packed. I'm like, just go on a Sunday around Christmas time. It's similar.
Right.
I don't know. I always hated it. And I hate when people go that don't go on a regular basis. I don't know. For some reason, I just have.
So what percentage of people go? American adults.
American adults. Of the 85 that actually celebrate? Or just of America. The religion? Ooh, goodness. 50%.
51.
Whoa.
51%.
That was a total like.
Yeah. So you were wrong.
I was wrong.
But you're very close.
Yes. Yeah. I guess I'll take that.
So you're not going to get any points for that.
No. I knew it wasn't more, but I was like, is it going to be less?
Gotcha. Okay.
But.
All right. Do you know the average?
Wait. I would love to know, though, the amount of Americans that go every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Yes. Probably like 7%. But no, I'm just
probably
kidding.
Like 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 25.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. So do you know what the average American spends on gifts?
Oh my goodness.
For the year. One person, what they spend. Average.
Average. So you got to figure like family of four, right? Family, one per. I don't know, one person who has family, who's buying for family, whether it's kids or not, or their parents or their siblings. I'll say $600.
It's like just under 1,000.
Oh, I was going to say 1,000. Yeah. I swear
just
I was.
Just under 1,000.
And then I was going to say 7.
Yeah. So it's pretty much $1,000.
Yeah. I was going to say 1,000. Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty accurate. 1,000.
That is. I mean, I'd say it's pretty much what crazy? I would spend, give or take.
Wait, we have big families, though.
Yeah, we do. We do.
We have a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this one you actually asked me.
Oh.
The opposite of Hanukkah. So I said, all right, I got to ask you Christmas. And you can't say it's an unfair question because you asked me
on it. Go.
What president number?
Okay.
Declared
ooh.
Christmas a federal holiday.
A federal holiday. No, that's probably a long time ago.
Do you want to give the president the year or the president number?
I do not. I'll say the president number because one, I do not know the president's names. I can name like three, maybe five actually. Okay, maybe more than that. Maybe like 10. But I don't know where they were. I don't even know how many presidents there are.
Okay. So
I'll say president number.
And it's going to be funny when you get the answer to this.
After the first president to celebrate Hanukkah?
What president
30-something.
It's not after. It's before.
Okay, I'm going to say.
And it's going to be a funny answer when you hear.
Okay.
Not funny because it's a funny number, but just.
25.
No.
Oh.
Why would that be funny?
Because it's the Christmas is on the 25th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, no, I'll say the.
Think back to last week's episode, and it's going to be funny. And we're all going to have a good life.
Is it the same?
It's not the same.
Oh, I don't know. The 32nd.
It's the answer I gave.
What'd you say?
Do you remember what answer I gave?
No.
I'm glad you listened to me.
No, I do.
President number 18.
Is it that?
Yeah, 18th president. And I guessed that because I said, oh, 18 is a lucky number.
That's right. If I would have thought about it a little bit more, I would have remembered that.
So the 18th president of the United States, President Grant, in 1870... declared Christmas a federal holiday.
Damn.
And I thought 18 for the Hanukkah because that's a lucky number. And,
damn. Yeah. I wish I would have thought of that.
In the Jewish religion. Yeah.
Ha! That was a good laugh.
Ha! 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 All right, this is actually an interesting one.
Okay, go.
Do you know where the introduction of candy canes came into Christmas? Why that got inducted into the Christmas holiday?
Want to try to guess, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can try to guess. Yeah.
Is it, like, something with, like, a cane?
No.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
No. It kind of has something to do with candy, though. Not really, but...
Was it cheap? I don't know.
No.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I feel like if you don't know it, you're not
going to guess. Yeah, I have no idea.
So...
I'm just trying to guess.
There was a church choir.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Right.
And he would give candy canes to children to keep them quiet in church.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. That was his way of keeping them quiet when, like, his people were singing.
And the, but how did it become a Christmas thing? Oh, because it was, like, during Christmas time, I guess.
Yeah. I guess that's when most kids would go.
I mean, I guess you give kids candy to shut them up. But then it kind of backfires because there's sugar in it. And
Right.
You know.
But at that point, church is
already
over,
done.
So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's where I got inducted
into funny.
The Christmas holiday. Do you know what the first state in the United States was to declare Christmas as a holiday?
You said it.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
Alabama.
No, that was the last one.
No, was it?
That was
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma was the first one, yeah.
Oh, and Alabama was the last.
Yeah. All right. That's funny.
I was like, wait, you asked that already.
For some reason, I had that question twice on the list. So I
maybe to mess with
me. I just asked. All right. This one I want you to think about because you should be able to get it.
Okay. Go.
All right. Who invented Christmas? Santa. No, I'm kidding. Who invented the first strand of Christmas lights? And if you think
Thomas
about
Edison?
It. Yeah. Yes. There you go.
If you, I might have guessed that.
Yeah.
Anyway, because like the light bulb.
Right. Yeah, so he invented the first.
Funny story. Me and my mom were bringing the girls to the dentist one time, and we drove through Edison, New Jersey. And in Edison, New Jersey, there's a Thomas Edison Museum. And we're like, holy crap. Edison, New Jersey is named after
Thomas Edison. Okay.
We're both like, oh my goodness, okay. We never realized that.
All right.
Mind blown for some reason. Yeah. But go ahead.
So they should have like the biggest Christmas light show in the world.
Right? Like
really
Edison,
should.
New Jersey should have like a huge light.
They should.
You're right.
They should.
It should have the world's largest light bulb.
Yeah. That's where they should move Osborne Family Lights.
Please don't.
How much would we go there?
I would live there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, please.
All right, so let's get into some fun stuff.
Yes, go.
All right.
Although it's been fun. I like ads. I like trivia.
Okay. Listen to the whole question on this
one. Okay.
So three names. You have to get three names.
Okay.
For the fat guy who comes down the chimney.
Got it.
And three unacceptable answers.
Already got it. Okay. No.
Greg.
Oh.
Crazy Greg. And Pooh Bear.
I already got them.
Those would not be accepted.
I got it.
Okay, so three different names for a fat guy that comes down the chimney.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Kris Kringle.
There you go.
St. Nicholas.
Yes, sir.
And Santa Claus.
Whoa.
Best for last.
Okay. And then there's one Belznickel.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fake.
Yeah, or St. Nick.
St. Nick, St. Nicholas, answer. Whatever.
Yeah, but Greg, Crazy Greg, Pooh Bear was not acceptable answers for the fat guy who comes down the chimney. Was not
You have fallen through
the
house before. So.
I have. And that is one answer that the penguin gave that ended out that ended the game show. Yeah. That's the penguin from Billy Madison.
Yeah.
That's the one I interviewed.
That makes sense.
All right, so do you know how you're not going to know this again. But how the name Santa Claus came about.
You know what's funny is when you say this, I'm going to know because I feel like years ago I've looked this up. Because like St. Nicholas, it's a saint. He like gifted things. Like I kind of know that.
Okay.
And Kris Kringle, I actually don't really know.
All right.
Santa Claus, I feel like I've looked up. But so when you I don't know. But when you say it, I feel like I'm like, oh, yeah.
So there was this St. Nicholas.
Right.
Like you said. And the Dutch would speak his name. But they would say it very fast, and it would sound like, instead of St. Nicholas, like Sinterklaas. Like,
it's the way
they would say it so fast.
So then it sounded like Santa Claus.
And it just transformed into Santa Claus.
And how did
like
the Dutch
St. Nicholas,
come...
Sinterklaas, and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the telephone.
There you go.
Game of telephone, yeah. Well, I like Santa.
So, yeah. All right, and now this is actually interesting as well. There was a guy who was asked to draw Santa Claus.
Okay.
You're not going to know his name. I don't think many people do. But his name was Thomas Nast.
Okay.
And he was asked to draw Santa Claus. He was an illustrator.
Okay.
And so at this point, there was no, like, image of Santa Claus.
Uh-huh, right.
No such thing.
Okay.
So he, thinking back to his childhood, there was some like old fat guy who would come around and give candy to kids.
Oh, that's
so he drew this guy.
Inappropriate. Okay.
And the image was like kind of scary looking. It wasn't what Santa looked like.
Yeah, which is probably what that guy.
Yeah. So it was a somewhat scary drawing. And do you know what company was the first one to advertise Santa? And they kind of re-imaged him to
I'm gonna
make him
say
look like he looked.
Either a toy company or a candy company.
Okay.
Am I right?
Neither.
Oh.
But it's a well-known company. Not like Wells, like Waterwell.
No, I get it.
Like, yeah, like still to this day, a very famous company. And if you think about it, I want to say, maybe not today, but in our lifetime, like he's been advertised for this company.
Like he, like they used him like, hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, like they used him on their
advertisements.
Yeah, and the things that they sell, like his picture was on it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I know his picture's everywhere, but I'm pretty sure he's like in commercials for them and...
Oh my goodness. Macy's? I don't know. I'm thinking stores.
No,
I'm
yeah. Not... No, I know why you're saying that. And you might... I feel like you're going to know this when I say it.
Oh, dang it. Just say it because it's...
All right, how about this? It's a drink company.
Hot chocolate?
No. No. No, well-known drink company.
Folgers?
No.
Oh, he's no, always... There's like it. A Christmas... No.
Yeah.
Budweiser? No, I don't know. Right. I have no idea.
It's Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Coke cans and
yes, you're right.
The commercials.
It actually, Coca-Cola reminds me of, when I think of Christmas Coca-Cola, it reminds me of the polar bears. There's like a commercial from when I was a
yeah.
kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the little one would like slide down the snowy mountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Coca-Cola is the one that actually made Santa
I would have just
looks like.
Kept naming drinks
yeah.
until
and
I got to
it was 1931. That's when I took
okay.
this advertisement.
Wow.
And that's when he got his rosy red cheeks and white beard and...
Wow. I would have thought it was,
yeah.
like, before that.
Yeah, no. So before that, he was, like, the other Santa.
He was
that.
Creepy.
I mean, he still... He had, like, the same kind of...
But they made him, like,
yeah.
more pleasant.
Yes, more kid-friendly.
More jolly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you know what color Santa's belt is?
Black.
Yeah, okay. I saw it, I'm like, I wonder if that's yeah. as known as... If that's as easy as...
Like, it's red, yeah. white, and black.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... Do you know what was originally put into stockings? The first thing that was put into a stocking.
I'm thinking.
Take your time. It's...
The first thing that was put into stockings.
So, according to legend, the tradition of hanging stockings dates back to St. Nicholas. What were the stocking stuffers back then? And they weren't toys.
Right.
I'll give you that.
Not money?
You can say it's money, yeah.
Okay.
It's gold coins.
Okay.
So, yeah.
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 I so feel like I maybe knew that. When you said St. Nicholas, I'm like, all right, well, he gifted things. Mm. So it had to be something that people needed.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. And this is just a random question, but do you know the name of the green and red plant that he used to
yeah,
decorate
poinsettias.
Houses?
Yeah, poinsettias.
Okay. When, I wouldn't
you
have gotten
actually,
that.
Fun but not fun fact, if you have a cat, you can't have them in your house because they're poisonous to cats.
Okay. And did you ever have poinsettias growing up?
Growing up, yes, but once
you had
we got
a cat.
No, not
oh.
growing up.
Okay.
Once we got a cat, we couldn't
got
anymore.
It.
But yeah, my parents always had it in the house.
Okay. Who is the folklore legend that kidnapped kids who were naughty during Christmas?
Oh, Krampus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're doing well.
All right. Thank you.
Doing well.
Thank you. I'm confident now that we've
yeah.
been in it a little bit.
Yeah, and I feel like you got through the hard part.
Okay.
Except for this question.
Oh, no.
You're not going to get just a random question. When was Christmas crackers introduced? What year?
Crackers.
Yeah.
So it was before the cookies.
Before cookies. Yeah, before the Keebler Elf cookies. Okay. It's just a random one. You're not going to get it.
I have no idea.
19. Stick with 19.
1912. I just keep
Hold
saying.
Two.
Oh, all right.
Not far off, but okay.
Not bad.
All right, so this is an interesting one. What is the traditional food and drink left for Santa?
Come on. Traditional, nowadays.
Yeah.
Cookies and milk.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Because...
Why do people leave milk and cookies for Santa?
Because the cookies and milk companies said that you should so that you buy their stuff
no.
and leave it.
No. But there's an actual legitimate reason for it.
Because
and
he's hungry
you can learn
from
something new.
From delivering gifts to children all
right.
across the world, and he needs some sugar and some calcium.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. So this dates back to the Great Depression. And that year, parents couldn't afford gifts. So they wanted to keep the tradition alive. So they gave their kids milk and cookies. Just to keep the spirit alive.
So now, isn't it funny how it like turns like now we leave it for Santa?
Yeah. And you say Hanukkah is depressing.
No, but see, Christmas brought some joy to the Great Depression.
Well, you would have been joyful if as a kid you opened up and it was milk and cookies.
If I grew up in the Great Depression.
Well, you answer your own question. There you go. All right. So Santa drinks milk and cookies.
Right.
What is Japan's tradition of what they eat on Christmas? And I've actually heard this before. It's random, but what is there?
Like their Santa?
No.
Just their thing to eat on Christmas.
In Japan.
Like Americans eat fish.
Yeah.
Or Italians, at least. Yeah. I don't know if all Americans do, but Christmas Eve.
What do they eat in Japan on Christmas?
Something random, you said?
Yeah.
And it's not Japanese?
No.
Huh.
No.
Pizza. I have no idea.
No. KFC.
What?
Yeah, and I strangely heard this before. That's I don't know where
so
I heard it.
That's so funny.
I wouldn't have guessed it, but once I saw it, I'm like, yes, I've heard that before.
I want to actually ask the person who lives there if that's true, you know?
It is. No, no, I've heard it before. I want to say it's true.
That's so funny.
And it says, when started as a marketing campaign by KFC in the 1970s, it evolved into a widely adopted tradition of eating a bucket of KFC chicken to celebrate Christmas.
I mean, that's not that bad.
No, no.
To be honest, I love Christmas Eve. I love, like, getting together with the family on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate, once again, because I hate seafood, I hate the tradition of, oh, the seven fishes, I think it is. I don't know. There's a thing to it.
Mm.
But it's like, I don't know. My family always had all this seafood, and I'm like, can you just get me pasta?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, maybe, I would so much
maybe
rather.
You should adopt KFC.
Your dad would love that.
Yes, he sure
would. Absolutely love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it got to the point where they have to, like, advance.
Yes, I bet. I was going to say, how many KFCs are there? You know?
And they have to, like, advance their orders.
Oh, my goodness. I was just picking up the day before.
Mm. So, all right. This one, it's kind of weird, but I mean, I think you like it. But what was the Elf on the Shelf's original name?
Buddy. No.
Before that. When they first started.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll give you kind of a hint, and it's not going to
I hate the Elf
away,
on the Shelf.
But these people who made it, this, I don't know, company or whoever it was, they named it this because the Elf on the Shelf would report to Santa at night.
Right.
And then come back.
Right. Yeah, that's the point house. Of them. Yeah, because he would report.
So what's something that goes and comes back?
Frisbee. I mean, boomerang.
They called it Fisbee.
Fisbee?
Fisbee.
But a Frisbee doesn't come back.
I know. That's weird. But it's funny because you said Frisbee when you first thought of it.
So maybe the people like Frisbee. Yeah. Well, you can't say boomerang. It's too... That's funny. Should have stuck with Frisbee. That's weird. Yeah. It's funny, actually. My mom's mom, so my grandmother, had this little tiny old man-looking Santa, which I guess that's what Santa is. But he's tiny, 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 but it's like an elf on the shelf. But he goes on the tree, which... Unfortunately, I don't have him on this year, which stinks because it's the first year ever that he wasn't on my tree. But he's like this very fragile, I don't know how old, probably like, I don't even know. He's older than my mother is, so whatever. Super old. And I like don't want to get an elf on the shelf because to me, like that's, it's him.
Yeah. Yeah, well. I'm good not getting one, so.
I know, I really don't want to.
Yeah, I'm good not getting that, not getting a tree, not getting
lights. Yeah, right, okay.
Not getting any.
We're getting another tree.
I'm good with
it. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
I'm pretty much good with just skipping the entire holiday, if you'd like
You're
to.
You're a Grinch, deal with it. So, I welcomed your holiday, welcome mine.
So, I'll welcome yours when CM Punk comes back to WWE.
Hell froze over.
All right, so, decorating Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff that you have to do.
Uh-huh.
How many people
a
year does it send to the emergency room?
That's not funny.
Because there's a number.
Oh, I bet. That's why I don't put lights on the gutters.
Yeah.
I'm not climbing on the roof. And I'm not making you climb on the roof. There's a specific number for the country. World? Country.
I think country.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think country.
100,000. That's too much.
No.
10,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little more higher than that.
12.
15.
Whoa.
15. And the most common accidents involve falling.
Yes, of course.
And back strains.
That makes sense because you're lugging everything out of the attic
lifting
lifting it up from the basement. Yeah, that makes sense. Which, holy moly, my back's been killing me.
There you go. Yep.
That's so funny.
So, and they say it's reported 240 injuries per day. It's reported.
I mean, take it easy, people.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. All right. So this is your one and only multiple choice question.
Okay.
Of the competition.
Evening.
Yeah. All right. So it's going to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or H.
No.
No, I'm kidding. It's just A, B, C, or D.
Okay. Sounds like easier. Come on.
All right. So in the United States, right? And listen to all the answers, obviously.
Listening.
Between 2 and 3 billion of these are sent each year at Christmas time. Okay. United States,
billion.
Between 2 and 3 billion with a B.
Okay.
Like how much money I have.
Yeah,
of
right.
These are sent each
Monopoly
year at Christmas
money.
Time. So is it A, Christmas cards?
I don't think it's a...
B, candy canes. C, gift cards. D, text messages.
Whoa.
In the United States, between 2 and 3 billion of these. I just want you to know that 3 of these 4 choices, I totally made up myself.
Gift cards is pretty good.
So.
Text messages is really good. So wait. On Christmas? No, like a holiday season.
Yeah, at Christmas time.
Right, right, right.
So Christmas cards, candy canes,
well,
gift
see,
cards,
I don't think it's...
Text messages.
The only reason I don't think it's Christmas cards, which is funny, because you're going to get so mad. But my sister texted me today saying, what's your address? I want to send a Christmas card. I said, oh my God, you're turning into mom.
I'm telling you, I'm literally...
I'm going to burn it. I'm
burning it. Like, literally, it's getting burnt.
I know. Like, he hates when anyone sends Christmas
burnt.
Cards, birthday cards. He hates them.
He like, I'm hates not kidding. It. And I'm going to record it and we're going to post it. It is getting burnt.
Oh my God.
So,
okay,
just,
anyway.
Just know it's happening.
I don't think it's cards, Christmas
cards.
Is it
cards. Like a picture of her?
No, I don't think so.
You don't even know this. You're just saying that out of fear.
No, I
you're
really
just,
don't.
You're just
really
hoping
don't.
It's
if
not.
If it's a picture of her and her boyfriend, that's
you're
the weirdest thing.
You're just hoping it's not.
It's not.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm burning the card. If it's a picture of her and a boyfriend, you're burning the card. That's the deal. We're making it right now. You are burning it. Because you said it's not a picture of them.
It's not.
Okay, so you're the one burning it. If you're so confident, okay. That's the deal with doing
it. I already knew it was either getting burnt or ripped up. So.
Okay, it's getting burnt. Either by me or you.
We'll see now if either
depending,
of them listen to
depending
our
depending on the context of this ridiculous, insane.
All right. Okay.
Now I'm upset I even asked this question because now it ruined.
No, I had to tell you. I waited to tell you until we were recording just for this reason.
The rest of night. Oh, I hope it's a picture of him.
All right, stop. Stop. I don't think it's Christmas cards because there's not that many people in the country and they're not every person sending one to every other person, like to everyone.
Got it. So then it comes down to candy canes, gift cards.
It's not candy canes.
Okay, then it comes down to gift cards or text messages.
Oh, text messages is so good.
Don't hate the player.
Because it's so easy.
Hate
but it might be even more than that, text
who
messages.
Made this question? Me. Hate that person.
I do already.
All right, good. So you're down to 50-50 chance, you said, of gift cards.
I don't know if that's right, though.
Messages.
I might already have been wrong.
You're right, that's true.
I'm going to say text messages.
You're going to say text messages.
Oh, but it's probably...
Final answer?
Wait,
we're locking it in.
Wait, how many? It's billion. How many billion?
Between 2 and 3 billion of these.
Yeah. We're going text messages.
Okay. Do you want to phone a friend?
Who would I call?
Your sister.
No, I don't want to call her.
Because it's people like her.
Christmas cards?
That make it 2 to 3 billion people.
No.
It's people like her.
It has to be the world then.
It says in the United States.
How many people, can you look up how many people live in the United States?
I'm not partaking in any more of this.
It's crazy because I'm like, well, it's obviously Christmas cards, but I was like, that's so many. There's no way that many people send freaking Christmas cards.
Yeah, they sure do.
That's
stupid. I want the fact number percent of how many people burn their cards.
I'm actually okay with like older people sending them.
No, sir.
Like my mom, because I know you hate that, but... I don't know. I have like my aunt who sends it. And I'm like, aw. Because like, I don't know. That's just what they always did
you
from like growing up.
Two pet peeves I have of cards being sent. And not just Christmas cards, any cards. Mm. One, when it's empty.
Right.
If you're going to send a card, put something in it.
Which the aunts I'm talking about always does.
No, yes. And the other one is when they just write to whoever
Me
from
too.
Whoever.
I do hate that too.
That card is
it's
not being
waste.
Burnt as well.
No, but to me, it's like you're just wasting money. You're wasting
Yes.
You're wasting money on the card. You're wasting money on the stamp. So I agree with that. Yeah. At least put some, like, you know, thought into
it. Yes, yes. Pretend like you care. So holiday purchases account for what percent of yearly retail sales in the United States? Does that make sense?
Yes. Out of all their sales, what's...
Out of, yeah, out of 100% of sales in the United States.
25%.
16.
I was going to say 20.
Mm. 16.
Dang it.
All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Do you know what reindeer has a red nose? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. What reindeer shares its name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day?
Wait.
This was the easy one of them.
Symbol?
What reindeer shares its name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day?
Oh, Cupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the easy one.
No, but you know what's crazy is I don't even know the name of the reindeer unless I sing the song.
Well, you might as well sing it.
No.
This was my next question.
I knew
question.
It. That's why I said, oh, no.
What are Santa's okay. reindeer's you know... names?
Oh, no, wait. Dasher and Dancer and Donald and Blitzen? Am I saying that right? Comet and Cupid. Oh, shoot. I don't know the other one. Wait. You know Dasher and Dancer.
Right.
And is it Donald?
It's not Donald.
It's not Donald. Why am I saying Donald Duck?
It's not Donald.
Comet and Blitzen?
Okay.
Yes.
Are you missing one?
Just, okay.
All right. So far you have Dasher, Dancer, Comet, Blitzen.
Cupid.
Cupid.
You have Dasher and Dancer and Comet and Cupid. Blitzen.
All right. So you're not going to get this. Are you good at it?
I don't know. I've been thinking of it for
quite
a while now, which you guys won't be able to hear, but...
All right, so you know what you need in your life?
Oh, no.
You need some Jingle All the Way.
I thought that. I thought of him on the phone going,
buddy.
Come on, Cupid, da, 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 and I cannot think of
him. And then as they're running down the street.
He's saying them.
Yeah.
I know. I thought of it all.
To the radio station.
Yes.
And Sinbad is throwing the mail in the air.
Yes, yes.
Out of his mailbag.
Yeah. But I know when you say them, I'm going to be so mad.
Oh, yeah. You're going to know it.
And I'm trying to think of like movies that have the Rangers in them.
So do you want to know or no? I got to tell you this. The penguin got this one.
Shut up.
He did.
Because he lives with them.
Yeah. And each penguin was named after one of the reindeer. So he was just calling all his friends.
Oh, there's like one. I feel like there's one. I feel like the one before Blitzen I should get. But go. I should get them all.
Due to time restraint, we're going to have
go.
We're going to have to fail you. We're going to have to give you the buzzer.
Just go.
All right. So there's Dasher. Dancer.
Right.
Comet.
Right.
Cupid.
Right.
Donner.
I said Donald.
You said Donald, not Donald Duck. Blitzen. Something you do when you dance around.
Prancer.
And Vixen.
Oh, Vixen.
Yeah. And you forgot the most famous one.
But do you recall?
There you go.
I
honestly hate every single Christmas song.
He got bullied.
They're all so annoying.
Listen, don't bully Rudolph.
They're all so annoying.
How would you like it if you had a big red nose?
All right. So... When have Christmas trees been sold in the U.S. since? What year?
1890.
1850. Whoa. Close.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so real quick. The reindeer were Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
There you go.
And Rudolph.
Yeah.
Do you know how many that total?
Eight.
Nine.
Well, yeah. Eight, right. And then the most famous one.
All right, so Christmas trees have been sold in the U.S. since 1850.
Right.
And... How many living Christmas trees are sold each year?
I don't know why people buy real Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Only because I don't. So that's probably why. People probably say the same thing about fake
ones. Mm-hmm.
How many are sold? Oh my goodness. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll give you kind of a hint. Millions. How many millions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking 3 billion Christmas cards are sent. I'm going to say 5 million. More than that.
35 million.
But yeah, I knew it was going to be more than that.
Do you know how many are planted?
Oh, my
35
goodness.
Million are sold. How many are planted?
Million.
45 million.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this,
how does that math add up?
This is what I said. No, but it adds up. So 45 million are planted, 35 million are sold.
But then, like, the next year.
10 million. I don't know, but do they last until the...
Or maybe some people, like, bigger ones
year?
And then, yeah.
I don't know, yeah. And we actually learned this last year when we had...
Yes. I know exactly what you're going to say right now.
When we interviewed, the Ann Allen farm.
Mm-hmm. Which... It's funny because I have like something else about this.
Okay. But do you know how much time it takes a Christmas tree to reach average height? How many years?
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
He did say that.
It was like 6 years? Mm-hmm. 10 years?
No, more.
12, 15. I don't remember.
15 years.
15, okay.
What do you think I was going to say?
Remember, he was like, there's so many different kinds of trees.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know that. That was just a pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but yeah, it takes 15 years for a Christmas tree to reach its average height.
Yeah.
What year did Rockefeller Center introduce its tree?
Oh, man. For the first time. And it was like, oh, the whatever anniversary of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it hasn't been.
Although it's not like a major anniversary year.
No, it's not.
No, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think it hit 100 yet.
No.
So I'm going to say 1940.
Close.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
38.
No, okay, lower. I'm done. 31.
All right. Oh, yeah. Almost there.
Mm-hmm. And the first tree was small and undecorated and just
so
was
funny.
A tree, yeah.
That's so funny. And now it's like.
It has more than 50,000 LED lights.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is nearly 5 miles long of lights.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Yeah.
So this is interesting. And this is something that I fell into the, oh, I think it's that. And it's not.
Oh, well, which is probably what's going to happen with me.
Yeah. So, do you know what the next day after Christmas is called?
Is it the winter solstice? Is that
Maybe. I don't know. But not.
No, or that's the longest day of the year. I don't remember.
Okay. I'll give you kind of a hint. It's a Canadian holiday. I don't know if that helps. But it is written down on every single calendar.
Let me think for a second.
Okay.
Well, yeah, see, that's tough right now because Kwanzaa is the day after Christmas this year.
Right.
So.
It's celebrated in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Great Britain.
And we should know this?
I don't think we should know. I mean, yeah, we should know it. But I don't think people know what the meaning and reasoning of the day is. But you should know this name.
Okay, I have no idea.
All right, it's called Boxing Day.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's written on every calendar.
Yeah, it is. That's
it funny. Is. So the day after Christmas, December 26th. Is Boxing Day.
And
I'm pretty sure if it lands on a Saturday, then it's that following Monday.
Okay. Can't box on a Sunday?
So do you know what Boxing Day is?
I mean, boxing? Does it have to do with Christmas?
Yeah, I mean...
Like, is it like boxing stuff up?
So, yeah, it has nothing to do with the sport of boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which...
I figured that.
I thought like it was like a Canadian holiday right. And they just have like a big boxing...
Right, right.
Like... You know, like WrestleMania.
Right, right,
or
right.
Or a Super Bowl or it's something like that. Yeah.
It's like you box.
It's nothing to do with boxing. So it is. It's boxing like gifts. And Boxing Day originated as a day when servants, tradespeople, and the poor were given gifts. Or like the less fortunate were given gifts from like the churches and stuff. So I guess Christmas Day, people would go and like donate gifts.
Right.
And then the next day they would.
Well, that should still happen.
Give it to the unfortunate. Well, it does in Canada.
Well, that should happen here. I mean, I guess people donate. For Christmas.
Yeah, for Christmas, you know. Yeah. Yeah. And to me, I think that's funny to do. Well, not funny, but you could just re-gift all the things you don't want.
Yeah, I don't want this here. You know what?
Which might actually be the case of what happened.
Yeah.
So that's why it's called Boxing Day.
Hmm.
Interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, that is interesting. Now, every time I see him, I'm like, huh, it's not two kangaroos fighting.
No.
Boxing?
Yeah, I know. That's so funny. It's so funny. I always thought it was like a big boxing event, like the sport of boxing.
Or something like that.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl. I thought that was that big. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. All right. In the song 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of tree does the partridge sit on?
Pear tree.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, I guess in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this one?
Oh, boy.
I think you're so smart. How many gifts in total were given in this away in the song?
Oh, okay. Wait, let me do the math there.
Okay.
So I have to add 12, 11, 10, 9,
8, 11.
Yeah. Oh, come on, bro. I'm not good. I know what I have to do. Can you just... Like, you were trying to trick me and say 12.
So, final answer is...
I have to really do the math right now. Can I have my phone? Ahead.
You have 10 seconds.
Can I have my phone?
Starting now.
You steal my phone.
Yeah, good. Take your phone.
Hold up.
And she wonders why we record until midnight every single week.
No. I mean, you make me do
math. Because all she does is go on her phone.
Yeah, okay. Bro.
Constantly.
Oh, did I two already? Shoot, whatever. 78?
You are wrong. Sucker.
There's a trick here.
There's a trick.
Yeah.
And you're being tricked.
Wait. I feel like you're... Is the pear tree too? Like you
No, 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 no. You just don't know the song. That's the problem. That's your problem. You just don't know the song.
Right. It's 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 6, 2, 1.
Right. Right. But every single day, they give one. then they give 2 and 1, then they give 3 and 2 and 1.
Yeah, I was.
Then they give
that,
4 and 3 and 2 and 1, and then they give 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 and 1.
Well, why would someone want?
Because Christmas is dumb, and so are their songs. Thank you.
There's only Thank one you. Day of Christmas in my Thank you. Head, not 12. I don't know where the 12 days came from.
Well, that's my next question. Do you know why it's the 12 days of Christmas?
Because of the song.
Well, why was that
I don't know.
A thing?
I don't know.
Because it took the three kings.
Oh, 12 days to get to him. Remember I said before it was like 8 days?
Yeah.
But it was 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
But yes, so, it took 12. Okay.
That's why.
Well, that's not what they gave Jesus. Uh-huh. They didn't give him maybe 5 golden rings. I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't there.
All right. So we open up this episode with a song.
Right.
Do you know what song it was that we opened up?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Well, Jingle Bells. Do you know what that was originally written for? Well, yeah, it was Jingle Bell Rock, but Jingle Bells, do you know what it was originally written for?
I don't know. I'm trying to sing it. So
for Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, it was originally a Thanksgiving song.
Weird. It was written by
James Pierpont in 1857.
Okay.
For the church's Thanksgiving concert.
Maybe that's when it like snowed on Thanksgiving.
Whatever it was, and it became more closely associated with Christmas.
Because Santa has jingle bells. I don't know.
On December 16th, 1965.
Oh, Jesus.
What was the first ever song that was played in space?
I'm assuming it's a Christmas song. Not Mariah Carey.
So, actually, it's a Thanksgiving song.
Jingle Bells.
Yes.
That's funny. I was going to say Jingle Bells, and I'm like, you just were talking about that, so I didn't think it was that.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I've heard that before, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first ever song played in space.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it now. Your facts and stuff are way better than mine.
Are they?
Yes. You have a Word document.
I did major.
I thought I did too, but I guess not.
Yeah. I researched this. All right. So you want to get into some other fun things?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So here's a question for you.
Go.
Okay. So what is the best Christmas movie ever made and why is it Jingle All the Way?
Oh, I knew you were going to say
that. Go ahead. Answer that.
Because it's funny. And Sinbad's in it.
Yeah. And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
All right. So off the top of your head right now.
Oh, no.
Name any 5 Christmas movies. Go.
Home Alone.
1.
Can I say Home Alone 2?
No.
Okay. Grinch.
2.
Christmas Story.
3.
Christmas Vacation.
4.
Jingle All the Way.
5. Okay. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Are you familiar with it?
Somewhat, yeah.
All right, let's see how familiar you are.
All right. I know the main lines.
I have 15 questions based on the No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Funny. I have 1 question.
Go.
In the movie It's a Wonderful Life,
yeah.
What happened every time a bell rang?
An angel gets its okay, wings.
Okay, there you go.
Look, Mommy.
Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Rated one of the worst Christmas movies ever made.
Please.
What's Ralphie's little brother's name?
Oh my gosh, I should know this.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a question I saw. I'm like, okay, I don't know it, so. But I was like, I wonder if this is
Oh my God,
thing.
I feel like a bad Christmas Story fan.
What's Ralphie's little brother's name in a Christmas Story?
Oh, it's going to bother me so much that I can't think of it. Damn, I should have watched some Christmas movies. I don't know. That's going to kill me right now when you say it.
I can give you a hint.
What?
It's not true.
Randy.
Yeah. People are like, what in the world does that mean?
Let's just say we have ways of...
Yeah.
I can't even explain how that is connected, but it is. And there's only one other person that would understand how that's connected.
There
was no editing there. Yeah. That was legit. Just, you said that.
And... Yeah. I said, it's not Drew. She said, it's Randy.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, yeah. Did you know that now?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, yeah, Randy.
Mm. All right. Do you know this one? In the movie Elf... What was the first rule of the Code of Elves?
I'm not big into elves.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of elves.
But treat every day like Christmas. I don't know.
No, but then Christmas isn't special.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stupid rule.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
What's the name of the main villain in Nightmare Before Christmas?
You had to go there.
Yeah, boy.
You're making me say Oogie Boogie.
There you go.
The worst villain of all time.
There you go.
Stupid sack of potatoes.
Do you know... I mean, it's easy, but Ebenezer's second name?
Scrooge.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
You?
This one, yes. My man. This one you should get right away.
Go.
Name of the family in Christmas Vacation.
Griswolds.
Yeah.
I feel like that movie, I'm always like Christmas Story, but Christmas Vacation is probably my all-time favorite Christmas movie because it's so like relatable to families growing up back in the day at Christmas time who celebrate Christmas.
The movie Miracle 34th Street, what department store?
Macy's?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. That was a guess. I just knew it was on 34th Street.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
You, another fun fact, there you were a background extra in your family, extra, right?
In the remake of it. Not the original.
In the remake, sorry.
Yeah. I was an extra. And I got my family in as extras as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even when you were a kid, you were...
Yeah. Hooking up the,
the family. Trying to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, final one. Christmas Story. What happens to Ralphie's friend as a result of a triple dog dare?
He gets his tongue stuck to a pole.
Yeah. All right, so this is my final movie stuff, and this is pretty much it. This is the end of it.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you two movies a couple of times.
Okay.
You have to tell me which one...
It's from, like...
No. Oh. Came out first.
Oh, okay, go.
All right?
Go.
Okay.
Christmas Story's hard because it's when it was made and when it's based in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, okay, go.
Okay, so...
I know when Christmas Vacation was made.
Here's one other question. I'm gonna get into it. There are two Rockies based on Christmas Day. Not based on Christmas Day, but has Christmas Day.
The first one.
No, second unless one? No.
No, the first one doesn't have Christmas in the first one.
So maybe it is. All right. So how about this? I'm sorry. Let me re-question this. There's two Rockies that the main boxing match happens on Christmas Day.
Got it.
Which two?
Three.
No.
Four. I have no idea. Okay. Four and...
Four. It was in Soviet Union on Christmas Day. He fought Drago in four.
Drago.
Yeah.
Four and... Six?
Five.
Five. I was going to say five.
Yeah. It was like the street fight against Tommy Gunn.
Terrible.
Yeah. When the kid said, he took my room.
Oh my God, please.
Worst line. Anyway. All right. So which Christmas movie came out first between these?
Go. Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2.
So Rocky 4, Rocky 5. All right. So National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay. I know when that was made.
When was that? Made? Okay. Or Home Alone.
What was made first?
Yes.
Christmas Vacation.
All right. When was Home Alone made?
Like 91?
90.
All right.
All right. So what about
wow.
the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or Christmas Story?
Christmas Story was made first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what year?
80 something. 84.
83.
I was going to say 83. I swear I was going to say 83. Dang it.
All right. So do you know the Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Santa Claus?
Okay. It's like 90s.
Or Jingle All the Way.
Which one was made first?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I remember when Santa Claus was made. Okay. So wait. The Santa Claus. Whatever it's called. The Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
That was made in like 95?
Santa Claus was made in 94.
I'm going to say Jingle All the Way was made first.
Okay, so Santa Claus 94. When would you say Jingle All the Way was made?
Like 93.
96.
Ah, oh, dang
yeah.
it. Oh, man, I really was like confident on that one.
All right, how about this one? Bad Santa.
Okay.
You know Bad Santa?
I mean, yeah. That's like 2000s.
Okay, yeah. What would you say,
2003?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Elf.
I'm going to say Elf was made first.
When was Elf
2002.
Made? 2002. 2003 as well.
That's not fair.
Trick question, bro.
You're a loser.
Trick question.
It's funny because they're like 20 years of Elf.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait, was that this year or last
trick
year?
Trick question, bro.
You're a loser.
All right. So what about, which one of those two do you want to pick? Bad Santa or Elf?
Elf, I guess.
Okay. Or the Polar Express.
I've actually never seen the whole thing. Elf was made first.
Yeah, Polar Express 2004.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize it was that close either. Mm. It's crazy to think. I'm like, oh, 2003. Like, and then I'm like, oh, the 90s. And I'm like, nah, it was made early 90s. I'm like, wait, that was 30 years ago. It's not like it's new if it was made in 98, you know?
Yeah, no, they get up there now.
I know, we're old.
They're older than a lot of people at this point.
Oh, yes.
All right, so final one. Mm-hmm. A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas or Four Christmases? What came out first?
Harold and Kumar.
What year would you say?
I have no idea, but I'll say 2006.
2011.
Oh my God. Oh.
Four Christmases was 2008.
Whoa.
So Four Christmases came out first.
So you know what threw me off? Is I feel like I just watched that. Like, wait, yeah. Four Christmases is with Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I just watched that. Did we watch that together?
I don't know.
No, I think I just watched that. Not recently, but in like 10 years. Mm. Like,
yeah.
I think I threw myself off with that.
Yeah. All right. And that was it.
Fun.
So quick recap. What do they eat in Japan?
KFC.
There
and
you
now
go.
I don't even like fried chicken, but now I want it.
Yeah. And why does Santa eat cookies and milk?
Depressed people.
Yes.
Yeah, depression.
And do you know a company came up with Santa?
Coca-Cola.
Look at this.
Sugar Rush.
Look at this. I'm teaching you about Christmas.
Yeah, I like it. And these are facts I will never forget because I remember pointless stuff.
Sure do. All right. Well, that's it. I feel like there was one more I wanted to ask you and I forgot. There's one more quiz I wanted to give. But one more recap.
Oh. But
yeah, not a quiz, but just a recap.
I gotcha.
But, all right. Well, that's it. I hope you all played along at home.
I think so.
And
it was
fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I really legitimately did a long research
of this.
You
should see this Word document.
I can
look at it now.
It's 8 pages. Yeah. It's literally 8 pages.
It's in red. Did you change it to red?
As we went through it.
Got it.
Like, as I asked you these questions.
It would have been very festive if there was green in there somewhere.
No. Hell no.
In my mind, you started with green and then turned red.
No, sir. So,
there's no proof of otherwise.
Well, that's it. All right. Well, anything else you want to say?
I would like to say Merry Christmas.
All right. That's it. Well, how about this? If any of you guys or girls out there want to test your family members on any of this stuff, you could either A, take notes on everything that we did today.
Or just message us
and
I'll send you the
exactly.
Word document.
Or B, hit us up and I'll send you this 8-page document of,
it's ridiculous.
Of facts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I might have... Yeah, no. Okay. As we were going, I just kind of deleted spaces in between.
Mm, gotcha.
So it got to 7 pages, but when we started, it was 8. There you go. Now it's back to 8.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I had to space things closer so you didn't really see the screen.
Yeah. I feel like I did better on the religious stuff.
Yeah, you did. That was weird.
I guess, again, it's things you don't even realize you remember.
Yeah. Do you remember what year Christmas crackers were introduced?
1902.
Yeah.
Pointless stuff. Stays in my brain.
So,
numbers.
Next year.
No, I'm not going to remember.
We're going to give you the same quiz.
You should. I'm curious.
I'm going to. That'll be next Christmas's.
I bet you, because there's a lot of years.
Mm.
I bet you I'm going to mess them
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
going to be the same
yeah.
years.
Let's see. But I feel like Boxing Day, you should remember. And
yeah. Well, now I'm always going to see it.
Yeah. Yes. I'm telling you, it's on every single calendar.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it before. I have.
All right. Well, all right. Anything else?
That was fun.
All right. I'm glad you enjoyed it because that really was a lot of work for me.
Yeah.
So it was. I'm not kidding.
I believe it.
But for the podcast, it's worth it.
That's good.
All right. Well, that's it. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Let us know also if I missed any questions or facts or trivia things that you want to
add to it. And you could let me know how upset you are with me for not knowing the reindeers because I'm very upset with myself.
Yeah. Well, that's why you need to watch Jingle All the Way.
You're right.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
All right. You should. I watched it probably 3 or 4 times this this season.
I gotta watch Christmas Vacation. I haven't watched it yet.
Mm-hmm. And some Home Alone for Janelle, which we've
watched.
Watch that. So
the girls were into it and they're no, wait, why? I was look, these men are bad, but they don't understand hurting that he hurt those guys is okay.
Right.
So I'm maybe we won't let them watch this yet.
Yeah. We tell them not to beat each other up and
anywhere. And they're no, why are they hurt? No, that's not good. They think it's not good that they're hurt when
they're bad guys.
Yeah, exactly. They don't get that yet. So
all right. Well, that's it. We're ending it here.
Yes, we are.
We had a pretty long episode. It's okay. It's okay.
We also had a child wake up in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But
which gave you more time to...
The reindeer. I was nice, I could think of it. And I did it.
Mm. So, all right. Well, that's that. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas, which we're going to say again because we have one more week till Christmas. But let us know. Hit us up. We could send you this Word document and you can play along during your holiday and cause fights.
Yeah.
Because that's the best part of it.
It really is. There's nothing...
me.
Like family
that's
drama.
That's the thing I look forward
to. I'll tell you, family drama and work drama are two of the best dramas.
There you go. All right. Well, once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. Well, until next week, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. Hit us up. Love hearing from you guys and girls. And once again, until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon. Suckers.